Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. DeLuda or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
It's always a beautiful morning in the studio here at Rock On Retirement. Thomas Lipscomb here alongside former voice of the Carolina Hurricanes and Hall of Famer, NHL Hall of Fame broadcaster Chuck Caton. Also best-selling author, America's Wealth, Financial, and Income Coach, Coach Pete DeRuda. Guys, how are you?
Excellent. I'm doing well, Thomas. It's good to see you. And the coach. The coach is looking tremendous right now.
Tremendous, my friend. Yes. You see a guy named Bill Donahue, or Donahue. He's on USA Network, but I think he was in Buffalo. And when he had a talk radio show, it was a sports radio show, whenever somebody would call and say, "How you doing, Bill?" he'd say, "Tremendous, my friend."
Yeah.
And when you ever ask anybody, you say, "How you doing?" they say, "Oh, I'm not doing good today. I feel bad about it." Hey, do you want to hang around somebody like that?
No. Absolutely not.
Eeyore.
And unfortunately, we can't hang out with Mr. Donahoe anymore because he passed away.
You remember
recently.
Him, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
He was a fun guy to listen to and watch. I mean, I didn't listen to him. I listened and watched. But if I would have been in Buffalo area, I'd probably have been on the radio with him.
Yeah, WKBW. Yeah. I remember that.
It's funny. Chuck remembers that.
Yeah, I do. That's awesome. Well, I've been in Buffalo a few times. Yeah. You know, we've played.
Home of the Chicken Wing.
Yeah, home of the Chicken Wings. Home of the Anchor. The home of Gabriel's
Bar.
Gate on off Delaware Street. On Allen Street. That's Allen, A-L-Y-N.
Just in case you're going tomorrow. Chuck, I went when I was young with my parents. I have not gone since I've been old enough to eat a chicken wing, so I was probably like 6 years old. All but right. I'd like to go back and go to the Anchor Bar, because that's famous for inventing the buffalo wing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I used to think they were wings from a buffalo.
You know how that all started.
I want a chicken wing.
That all started with a tour bus of elderly people that were going to Niagara Falls, and they wanted to stop at the Anchor, and they didn't have food. It was late on a Sunday night, and they had nothing but chicken wings because they used to chop up the chickens themselves and leave the wings because nobody wanted that.
Sure.
Hey, we've got to feed these people. What are we going to do? So they threw a bunch of these wings in the fryer, handed it to them, and put a little bit of that hot sauce on it, and the rest is history.
Well, they did something similar at the Angus Barn in Raleigh, North Carolina. The Angus Barn is one of the famous steakhouses, been there a long time. But they have these at the State Fair. When you go to the State Fair, they got the big leg, the drumsticks.
Turkey
drumsticks, gigantic ones, look like prehistoric turkeys. But I always wondered, what happened to the wings? Well, Van at the Angus Barn buys the wings, and they're gigantic, and they're like four of them for under $20, and that could feed a family of four.
Really? Wow.
It's kind of like popcorn pricing, too.
Before COVID, they were $9 for four. It was mispriced on the menu. I look for mispriced items on the menu, and I eat them. What a great deal still, though. $19 for four gigantic turkey wings at the Angus Barn.
It's amazing.
Not a cheap place to eat.
No.
That's a cheap thing at
people
the Angus.
Laugh at me, too, because at Thanksgiving, guys, that's the part of the turkey I'll eat first, you know, nice and crispy.
Oh, yeah. We used to get the neck back in the day. My grandpa would always cook that separately, so you could smell the turkey cooking. But about 2 hours before the turkey was coming out, my grandpa would take the neck out of the oven, and, of course, me and my grandpa would eat the neck.
Oh, you like necking on Thanksgiving.
I like turkey, and it's hard to get this turkey. There was turkey there. So, anyway, you can tell I'm hungry. Start talking about food.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'm hungry. I know people listening are hungry for retirement information. Chuck, here's a question for you. How old are you now, if you don't mind me asking?
71 and a half.
Okay, I'm 57. I just turned 57 the other day, so I'm right behind you.
All right.
Now, we are both thinking about how do I live 30 or 40 or 50 years without a paycheck? That's when you retire, you don't get a paycheck. You have to have your own paycheck.
Right.
One item is Social Security.
Absolutely.
And that's fun to get. I mean, you put a lot of money in, might as well start getting it out. The dilemma many people have is when to start filing that. You can start filing as soon as 62. You can file as late as 90 if you want, but there's no benefit to file after 70. It doesn't grow anymore after 70.
Yeah.
I had some guy saying, "Well, I don't want to take it because I don't want to pay tax on the money." I said, "Wait, this is free money. Even if you pay tax on it, it's still going to be left with more free money than you started with."
Absolutely. Now, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard. And, you know, I took it actually at full retirement age. So
yeah, that's smart. Well, because I talked to you about that.
Well, this is like the hair club guy. I'm not only a broadcaster with a coach, but I'm also a client.
Yes. Well, here's another thing. Here's what people ask themselves. What if I live too long? And what does that mean to you? If you hear somebody saying, "Well, gosh, honey, we can't live too long," that means they don't have a true lifetime income plan.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
How important is it for someone to know with certainty that they're going to have financial confidence all the way through retirement.
It's very important, Coach, because the number one thing that I run into with people my age and a little younger when they're thinking about retirement and maybe they're still working is, gee, what's going to happen when I don't get paid by somebody else?
Yep.
Am I going to run out of money in retirement? Yep. And the answer is absolutely not under certain circumstances.
Yeah, it's absolutely yes if you don't plan ahead most of the time.
That's right.
So you have to have that lifetime income plan. We run all our plans to age 121 only because we don't want to waste a whole lot of paper and ink. But the plans go forever. As long as you're here and your spouse is here, or one of you's here, the check keeps coming.
And that's something that people don't understand, and they say, how can that be, Coach?
Chuck, the amazing thing is, even if your balance like goes to zero, you get a bank account, you start taking money out, eventually the bank has zero. So you go in and ask the banker for more money, they call the cops. They think you're trying to rob the bank.
That's right.
You don't have any money. So here, even if your balance goes to zero, the paychecks continue for the rest of your life, the rest of your spouse's life. If there is money there, if you still have a balance when both of you pass away, it goes on to children and grandchildren. It doesn't disappear. Now, the grandma's annuities back in the day, the money disappeared when grandma died.
That's right.
Even if there was a big balance.
Yeah.
There were dirty tricks back then. There are no dirty tricks. Well, there still are probably some dirty tricks here, but if you're working with a fiduciary team, that means we always had to put your needs above ours. You never get screwed. And that, yes, I did say that. You never get screwed. Because Thomas, how many times do you pick up a newspaper? Well, you don't pick up a newspaper anymore. How many times you go online, Chuck, and you read about a financial advisor taking advantage of a nice couple?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it happens
all the time.
All the time. I mean, you had brokers behaving badly.
That's right.
I mean, you had that feature that's
very
disgusting.
Important. Yeah. We've got a booklet here. It's 30-some pages long. It's the fundamentals of retirement planning, a simple guide to give you a head start. Now, notice I didn't say fundamentals of financial planning. Mm. Everybody claims to be a financial planner, but all they're doing is wanting to get your money so they can help you supposedly build it. But once you get to retirement, they disappear many times because they haven't put together a retirement plan for you.
Yes.
Folks, if you don't have retirement income that's guaranteed throughout your life, you do not have a true retirement plan.
That's true.
And I'm a retirement income certified professional from the American College. The designation is known as the RICP. If you are dealing with somebody, they're talking about retirement. If they're not a RICP, you really shouldn't be talking to them because they don't have the knowledge to give you that lifetime income. And that's why we're so passionate about it here because we see so many mistakes. We're like financial janitors here at our company because we're cleaning up mistakes that other advisors done. And we see a lot of unnecessary fees, risks, and commissions. We call those financial termites.
Mm-hmm.
So let's eliminate those financial termites. Let's put together for you and your family your very own financial fill-up strategy, which is a lifetime income plan every single month throughout your retirement. You walk to the mailbox, you check your bank account, and there's more money in there. It never goes away. It's a perpetual lifetime income plan. If you would like to have one of those for you and your family, if you're not sure what you have, if you want a second opinion on what you think you have, give us a call. We're a fiduciary planning organization. We'll give you a stamp of approval if your current plan is fine. It'll give you that peace of mind. Again, that financial confidence. That's what we offer here, financial confidence. So if you want that for you and your family, and three of the books that I've written, three of the really nice books about retirement, one is The 7 Baby Steps, a really good book, and a box set called The 401k Survival Manual and Box Set. The next 10 of you call, we'll do that at no cost or obligation. Our strategies work best for those of you with over $1 million dedicated to retirement, but as long as you have $200,000 or more, we can start helping you put a plan together that gives you that financial confidence you and your family deserve. Thomas, we can open up the phone lines for the next 9 people who call.
All right, folks, 888-456-7577, 888-456-7577. You can also text keyword RETIRE to 600-700. That's RETIRE to 600-700.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Money management is provided by Equus Capital Management. Equus is an SEC-registered investment advisor located in San Rafael, California. Investment advice by Capital Financial Advisory Group, LLC, a North Carolina-registered investment advisor. Insurance advice given by Capital Financial and Insurance, a North Carolina-licensed insurance agency.